This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Time now to get into EB's entertainment page. We need to thank our friend Zach Kruger, who stopped by. He's a fantasy football genius. Gives us a lot of good nuggets from time to time. Brought us some donuts this morning. EB's enjoying one right now.
Can't we just like pause a little bit before we go into the EP? I'm eating this. This is a heavy ass donut. I mean, this is literally the heaviest donut I've ever.
It's a great donut.
That donut's got a lot of cream in the middle.
It's a Boston creamer, and I'm not kidding. It's a 5 pounder.
Yeah. It looks really good.
It feels like I'm eating a dumbbell.
I just need some milk with it. I wish Zach would have brought some milk.
Well, I mean, what do you want from the guy? You want a 7-course meal?
No, I just want donuts and milk.
Okay. Yeah, but I feel like, can't you just fill a little bit of cake so I can eat?
You want to vamp a little bit?
I guess you're not very good at that.
I can do. You want me to do your read for you?
Go ahead.
All right. The entertainment page is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at BMWofairfax.com.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You know how I've been pondering, like, am I going to do another, like, X5 or whatever? Or am I going to go back maybe 5 series?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just like, you know, sedan. Yeah. I have so much grass in my car. Just from like my little push cart, I can't get a sedan.
Your shoes.
Oh, you got to get an SUV.
I got to just do another.
Yeah, it's probably your move.
Yeah, I mean, it's just seriously. I'm literally a pig. My car. I got like 6 pair of shoes in there. I'm not like Valdez. Valdez has like 27 pairs.
He's
of
got
shoes.
Like a whole golf trunk going on.
I rotate. I have fall and winter. I have different shoes for fall and winter than I do for summer.
Ah, okay.
How is that?
Like they're more high tops. Also, like they're easier.
High tops you wear in the winter?
Yeah. Like I have more of my walking shoes since I walk mainly in the summer, spring. But why are you not cleaning off your push cart? Like, don't you have like
one? Lazy.
Pain in the ass. I don't have time.
You don't have one. You don't have an air hose at Norbeck
that I'm sure they have everything.
He just doesn't think about it.
I just open my trunk and I throw it. Either in the back seat or I throw it on top of my clubs in the trunk.
Do you like throw it on the ground?
No.
And bounce some of the grass?
No, he does pants on the ground?
No. I have grass all over my car. I do. I have grass. I have smelly shoes everywhere.
Yeah, I hate that.
Do you need Febreze?
He's Febreze, first of all.
No. You get one of those bags, it's full of like charcoal bags.
Okay.
It's supposed to help with
Odors
in your house and stuff like that.
All right.
Get one of those and put it in your back seat or put it in your trunk.
Well, that would help with the scent. I think the scent is okay. Because
it's okay because you're used to it.
Yeah,
but shoes are in the trunk.
I know, but you got the sweaty shoes after walking 18, mm-hmm. permeating through the car. It's going to seep in.
The biggest problem is...
Don't you like having a clean interior?
The grass all over.
Don't you like having a clean interior?
Here's what we need to do. We need Mike Marr really to go down and do a smell test on EB's car.
No, it doesn't
right
smell.
Right now.
It's fine.
I don't know. It might not be fine.
He can go in there and check.
You can do a grass test.
You know what I did the other day? It was wild. I can't even believe this happened. There was another X5 parked right next to mine.
Same downstairs.
It might have been a model different, but it's X5.
Yeah. Okay.
Was I got in
black?
The wrong car. It was parked right next to mine.
It's black.
How is it open? Most modern cars, when you walk away, they lock. Unless you have the key in there.
Maybe you have the same key fob.
Well, hold on. Didn't you, when you were walking to your car, didn't you unlock your car?
I don't even have to, because when I get near my car,
it just unlocks.
It unlocks. And so I just got in the car. I sat in and I was like, this looks a little weird.
Yeah.
What's going on? It was definitely a BMW, but it was just everything was a little bit different. And then I noticed there was like a green tea or something that I don't drink. I was like, "What is going on? I was in the wrong person's car."
That is weird.
How does that even happen? Like, okay, I get it. I'm stupid, but how is their car open?
Maybe their fob doesn't work.
Yeah,
could be. Could be on the Fritz.
That I was flummoxed the whole day trying to figure that out.
That is weird. So when you're walking to your car, it just automatically opens.
You're having a lot of sugar right now. You got a Mountain Dew and a big-ass Boston cream pie.
And there's a lot of sugar in my creamer. I'm 100%, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm going to guess I'm 100% pre-diabetic.
100%. Yeah, you might be on a bullet train of the diabetes.
100%.
Hey, you don't keep your dirty socks in your car after you play golf, do you?
No, no, I wear them home.
He probably wears them, yeah.
Yeah. You take your socks off?
Oh, it's the first thing I want
to do. You have to.
No,
especially if you're walking around in any sort of like precip at the golf course. I mean, like it's swampy and you have wet socks is the worst feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Of any piece of clothing that gets wet, socks are the worst.
No, I.
You just keep them on?
Uh-huh. For the most part, I'd do that as well. I would just wear the flip-flops home.
Yeah.
Or keep my socks on. I can't wait to get those friggin' shoes off, though.
But if it's a really hot day and you're just sweating, it's the worst.
Not good.
Not good. I know I'll never get into Bickle's car after golf.
Why? You probably will not.
Honestly, I shave in my car.
I know you. I knew that.
I have
fingernails.
I have toothpicks in there, like dental picks.
Your car is just a breeding ground.
So one of my cup holders.
You have food. Like,
one of my cup holders has my used dental picks. Oh. I grab a fistful of them every time I go to the gas station.
It's great that you're flossing, but in your car?
Great way to get it done. Great way to knock it out.
The other day, I think it was either when we had Mayor Bowser in studio or Rippin. I came into work and I had just gotten off on the South Capitol and I got to a red light and I look in my rearview mirror and EB is right behind me shaving. Shaving his face,
it
man.
Tracks.
I shave while it tracks. I drive. Then I have to get out of the car and shake all the hair off my chest.
Oh.
This is a dirt ball.
This is a stomach curdling segment.
Honestly, I might have the filthiest car in town.
Hey, can we send Mar down and do like a sniff?
Yeah.
Seriously, let's do a sniff
I don't
test.
Like well.
And just take a picture of it.
I don't care. You can. The other thing
can
is,
can you do like an autopsy on it? Like, see?
The other thing is, I have the glue from my phone holder. Remember, I told you it just melted on the on the windshield. So I just have a big gob of glue on my windshield.
And it's got the dirtiest Beamer in the country.
Fairfax are so lucky that you're doing this to their car. Yeah,
right. I'm gonna have to really clean it out when I return it. I'm gonna have to really.
You
clean
need
it.
A, like you need the top level detailing on that car before you turn it in.
I mean, Mark could go in there and do a deep dive. It's pretty gross.
Where is your car?
It's the bottom level. I mean, you know,
probably right next to another Beamer. Don't get in the wrong one.
It's not next to Cakes' little toy car that he drives.
It's fine.
American Eagle stock. We keep talking about it.
Stocks.
It's going up again. Another 23%. Sydney Sweeney ad I saw. And Times Square. Did she do another ad? They ran some ad. It looks like a new one. I haven't seen this one. Right in the heart of Times Square on the one of those big ass.
It's got to be pricey advertising real estate.
I can't remember last time that an ad campaign
got this much buzz,
got this much attention. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not even Super Bowl ads get this much attention.
I know they're getting a lot of run.
Look, how much,
do we know what they paid her? Do we know what they paid her for the ad?
Not I mean,
enough.
Whatever
enough. Not, yeah, she should
not
get
enough.
More.
She should get $10 million.
Oh, she should get $100 million.
But
she get equity.
Here's the thing. I don't want to hate on her. She's a beautiful girl. But there are some pictures of her where she doesn't look as hot as an. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's a hot girl. I'm not saying she's not hot. She's a hot girl. But there are some pictures of her. Like, if you wanted to say, like, why is she so famous?
I think of two reasons.
What?
Yeah. Left and right.
I know. You're all into the jugs. But, like, facially. Sometimes, like, she, I don't know that she always takes a great picture.
Hmm.
And I can relate to
that. Well, I think that's part of her appeal is that you think you have a shot with her.
Because she looks like a regular girl?
Yeah, because she looks like a very hot, regular girl.
You guys joan on me for fantasizing that I'm an athlete.
Yeah.
Joan on this guy for fantasizing that he could get a girl that looks like Sydney Sweeney.
I mean, what
a bozo.
I said that's the fantasy.
There's nobody thinks that but you.
That's the fantasy that you feel like she's approachable. She's not all.
There must be some of that out there because wasn't it in White Lotus season one that she's in that
yes.
with Alexandria Daddario?
Yes.
Where she's like made to look plain Jane-ish and then she's looking at Daddario getting into a pool and she's like staring at her body like, oh, I wish I looked like her. Mm. There might be a little bit to what Valdez is saying.
And she's not
just playing a character.
And then she's not, what makes her so attractive is that she's not all like
a Kardashian.
Yeah, she doesn't have like all this lip filler. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have like at least you don't notice like injections in her cheekbones and she looks normal.
We were at this ice cream shop in Jersey and this lady, first of all, she had the worst back tattoo you've ever seen. It made Ben Affleck.
That's also a part of the attraction is that she's tattooless.
She's tattooless. Mm.
And that's very hard to find nowadays with younger ladies.
This lady had the back tattoo and she was wearing like, she said cut around her sweatshirts. And so it was like going over one shoulder so you could see all the tattoos. Mm-hmm. You know, she was proud of her tattoos. Mm-hmm. And it looked like her boyfriend or husband, he had a bunch of tattoos. They probably owned a tattoo shop or something, God only knows. And they had three little kids. And then she had these enormous lips that she had plumped up with whatever they're doing, they put in there, Botox, lip filler, put in there.
This was in the ice cream shop.
Yeah, And she looked like Octomom, but like an uglier Octomom. It was,
that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Remember
Octomom,
her?
You sure? Nadia Suleiman,
God,
I think.
So gross. Anyway, meanwhile.
But that's part of her appeal. It's not just her big boobs.
That she's like kind of all natural. Looks normal.
Yeah, it looks normal.
Maybe she's no Abby Labar. You know who Abby Labar is?
No.
I don't know that name.
That's the girl who hosts Quick Pitch on MLB Network that you saw.
I think she was a show. Has she been hosting that show for a long time?
I don't know for how long, but I mean, for maybe a year.
She's
got ridiculous legs.
Do you think they get offended that they make sure that she wears some little tight little dress with and showing her long ass legs?
She probably likes it.
Huh?
She probably loves it.
You think they?
She gets the ADs.
Do you think she balks? Do you think she's bitter that she has to wear, like, she's doing a baseball show, like, in studio, and she's wearing a micro skirt.
She's wearing mini skirts.
There's a method to the madness. They know who's watching. It's 50-year-old creepy guys that like baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why all these sideline reporters are cute, if not hot.
Yeah. I know. Like, I'm not stupid. I'm just saying, do you think they resent it? Just asking, do you think they resent
it? No, they're taking advantage of it.
Yeah. Pays the bills.
Pam Anderson. I mean, I'm sure she, you know, she's obviously famous for being hot cakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although lately she's decided she's gone that route where she's going all natural.
She's going makeupless.
Of course, she's making the rounds. She's doing all these interviews for, what's the movie that she did?
Naked Gun, with
Liam Neeson. Yeah. Well, I guess she did a recent appearance on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, where she was asked to share her thoughts on Sylvester Stallone. And I guess she said that he once offered her a Porsche and a condo in exchange for being his number one girl.
Hmm. course, Porsche and a condo. That's,
yeah,
a lot.
He offered that to her at some point, allegedly. His spokespeople, though, are saying it's completely fabricated and not true. Who do you believe, Sly or Pam Anderson?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Probably believe Pam Anderson.
I think I believe
I think
Pam
I'm Team
Anderson.
Pam.
I'm Team Pam.
Team
on this
Pam
one.
Here.
I'm Team Pam. That's, about these?
That's, I mean, that's kind of...
Pretty specific.
It is, but I can't think about...
What
I
was it? A Porsche?
The,
a condo.
Oh, and a condo.
Yeah. Like, that's so much to give up.
You sure you didn't say a Porsche and a condom? There wasn't a missing letter on the end?
No, a condo. Oh, okay.
Condo. Okay. Just want to make sure. You have to make sure you're hearing
man,
things
she
properly.
She looks like she's 70 years old.
How old is she now?
I don't know.
Mid-50s?
Yeah, like 50-something.
She's like our age.
She looks older.
Roughly. She might be like a year older than us.
Again, that's her without makeup.
I know, I understand that. I understand that. But that I'm just telling you she looks
that way. Valdez and I agree. We're not being duped, but this is movie promoting 101 to make you think that the lead characters are secretly in love in real life. This is what they're doing.
This is a work?
It's
is
a
that
work.
What you're saying?
I don't believe it. You're not seeing them kiss... you know, they're kind of beating around the bush on all these questions.
Yeah. Okay, I hadn't
thought
about this.
They're drumming up all this marketing for the movie. It's what they always, they want you to believe that the characters are in love and on the red carpet.
They
well
want
as,
you to believe or it just
course,
happens.
Because
you don't
it
think
makes,
onset romances happen?
I mean, it's possible, but I've seen this too many times. They always do this. They're extra touchy, extra close. And
they've
these
never
guys,
kissed?
I don't
when
think.
When they were doing these interviews?
No, they have. I've seen them.
No,
on the red carpet.
They're not locking lips.
100%.
I have not seen that. They always beat around the bush and talk about how like intimate their relationship is and this closeness that they have, but they never actually say,
did he tell
yeah,
her,
we're in a relationship together.
Did he tell
together.
Pam to stay away from Peter at the airport when she lands in Europe? Hopefully he gave her that sound advice. Yes, it's a Taken reference for those that don't know. Like EB.
Here you go.
They're all on the cheek.
This right. is why, like, the Justin Baldoni thing was such a big deal. Because you have these two characters, and they actually hated each other.
Mm-hmm.
But they... Do you think they really hated each other? We saw those clips where they were all over each other.
No,
and
I don't
something
think
went wrong. I don't know. Something went wrong in their relationship. They always... this. Just now that you know I've told you this, start
yeah.
paying attention.
All right.
To romantic movies, the couple on the red carpet, they always... They want you to think they're in love in real life.
Do they actually think that's going to make more people go see Naked Gun? I
you think
I guess.
People aren't going to see Naked Gun because of all the press,
maybe.
Extra press this is getting? 100%.
I mean, it is 90% yeah. fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. All right, maybe you're right. I'm only seeing on the cheek. Let me see. I thought I saw...
I just saw the
kissing
cheek
on the lips. Let me supposed to put kissing on the lips. Hold on. Now you're bringing the show to screeching halt.
There's one where Liam Neeson has his back to the camera.
Yeah.
And you can't really see if they're kissing on the lips or not. It's hidden.
But they're kind of leading you to believe that they are.
Yes.
All right.
This is all a work.
I don't know.
Also, right.
If they're together in 6 months, I'll give EB $5.
And me.
Just EB. Because he's the entertainment guru. Mm.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm putting, let me see, a kiss. Yeah, the ones I'm seeing are, this is what I've seen. Yeah, the one where your back is turned, you can't tell. It's in the New York Post.
Yeah.
6 days ago.
It's hidden.
Hmm. Maybe drives on to something.
You think it's all fake? No, dude.
Now he's going to go down a wormhole.
Cakes. Yeah. You don't think they're kissing on the lips there?
I mean, it looks like they are, but maybe like Drab is saying,
it's some sort of fake Hollywood thing.
I don't know.
Look at the arms draped around. This is fake. It's a big work. It's a wrestling bit. All right. We'll see.
Drab does love wrestling. Everybody knows that.
This is so gross. Christy Brinkley, she's 71 years old, and admittedly, she looks amazing, right? She's done an interview recently, though, where she says she and her daughter, Sailor, worst name ever, she named her daughter Sailor.
Okay, it's like, not great.
Like a sailor, Sailor. All right. Isn't that how you spell Sailor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about Michael Sailor, who owns all the Bitcoin.
No.
He spells it Sailor.
No, this is Sailor, like
different Sailor.
A person that owns a boat.
Yes. Okay.
Saline Better by Christopher Cross.
I like that song.
Smash hit.
She said she and her daughter Sailor, 27, that's like 44 years younger than her, match with the same men on dating apps.
That's weird. That's bizarre.
How is that possible? Are guys
I don't know.
That big a range?
She's 71, you said?
Yes.
She should be dating dudes who are like 60 to 75. And the daughter should be dating dudes who are like 25 to like 35 or 40.
Mm-hmm.
Is that's the range?
So she's saying that Christy Brinkley's saying she's dating 40-year-olds.
I don't know. They're just saying that they're on the same dating apps and they're matching with the same men. So they better be careful. Cakes. Britney Spears is in the news again.
Save Britney for when we come back.
Oh, we're doing a two-parter.
I mean, maybe.
What if I want to have another donut?
You're going to have another donut after eating a 5-pound donut?
That was 1,000 calories.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have a second donut.
I know, but I'm starving. I think I might.
Dude, you should have one. One of those, seriously?
They're good. I know.
It's like a 5-pound dumbbell.
All right, let me go get it.
Right. We'll do more of EB's entertainment page next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.